I guess I'll just share a thought, a chinuch orientation thought that I was thinking. It's been a while, but Shabbos is something crystallized. It's I guess it's not as practical as much as a much bigger picture of things. You know, one of the things we talk about is adults at risk. Unfortunately, there's a lot of there is a lot more than ought to be, I guess, fallout from adults. And obviously, something could have been different in the chinuch. You know, the chinuch is never measured at what happens in schools, measured afterwards. So I was. So everyone always has the solution. I'd like to ponder the following point. The chinuch says, when he speaks about the inyan of the time of mitzvahs for the Mishkan, he goes into a long hisnatzlos apologetics that he's very scared to talk about it. Who is he, and so on and so forth. And then he says, "But it's the Torah has ayin panim the Torah, and every panim that you touch is significant. And therefore, even though I'm touching only one facet, that's going to be, you know, that in itself is worthwhile, and so on and so forth." And that's the point. And then he goes into his thing. I wanted to ponder that a little bit. What is it? Why is it ayin panim the Torah? I mean, it's infinite. They now have Sfarim with 100 answers for the Beis Yosef Kasha and 200 answers. And when I went to Otsa Chachma, you can Google as many more answers. But what is ayin panim? Where does it come from? What's ayin panim the Torah? So, the sheirish of ayin is this Sanhedrin is ayin. Ayin, ayin aleph, ayin beis, but that's the ayin is kainim. The full complement of deos in Klal Yisrael are 70. In other words, everything else is seen as a subdivision. So there's shishim ribu and keshem shei patzofein domus kachin haseim shonus. But the point is, it fits on the rubric of 70. The number 70 is obvious for Kabbalah reasons, 7 times 10. But the point is, when you have a Sanhedrin, you have every deya in Klal Yisrael, and then together the roev deyas is machriya. What a deya means is, it's the superstructure of how you see a particular case. I mean, somebody once, Rabbi Fosh Rauz once told me, he was looking at the Chazanish, and when they came out with the Haggos on the Gilyonis, Chazanish on the Reb Chaim. And I was thinking that today. They're not a machloikis. It's two ways of looking at something. I noticed it as I was learning. If you think about it, Reb Chaim says there's two dinim in tefillah. There's a din of a kavana lifnei, and there's a din of mils. And if you mess up one, you're not yaitzvah. Chazanish says if a guy is daydreaming, he's daydreaming all kavanas. There's no such metzias of a person's daydreaming about what he's saying, but he's not daydreaming Kadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't exist, and maybe that can't be pshat. It's not a machloikis. This is the Chazanish way of looking at things. It's Reb Chaim's way of looking at things. Reb Fol coined it. He said, either the Chazanish is mafrit the entire sefer, or his gilyonis are worthless. One or the other. But if you look at it with a certain cook, his gilyonis up, say that so. It's not practical. The tachlis, but taiching up the halacha, it's abgeteich. On the other hand, if you look at it, the halacha doesn't. There's also a thing halacha as just a thing like that. In other words, there are different ways of looking. If Yiddishkeit, you know, when you speak about taimei mitzvahs, the reason for doing it. So when I say, what's the reason for it? So when I say all the reasons are true, I apologize. So why the 70 reasons? Why is that the way it's? The answer is, for something to be a reason, a meaningful reason, it has to click into the person. So, if somebody comes along and tells you, what's the reason for lending money without interest? So one person will say, that's the most bekovetic way for an ani to start a business. You help him, you give him a lot of that. So that's the most compassionate way of helping somebody. A second person says, society can't run where people are profiting without doing anything. Basically, when you're letting money rest down, and you know they have statistics, and Ribbis will somewhere along the line run into a collision course because there's money being earned for nothing really, and so on and so forth. A third person will say there's a tikkun elyon that's made when the this meter meets this meter and that. All three can be right. The question is which speaks to a person. For one person, tikkun speaks to them. Sfarim especially, and one person
very holy,
yeah. For one person, the big social picture. For another person, it's the midas of a person, that money a person is very attached to, and when a person is able to give money for free, it touches them. So really, the reason it touches the person, Basha Husham. When you take a look at the different movements, I can say over the Eitan Katz's father is a chazan, a tremendous Baal Regish, never learned yeshivas himself, and he once stayed by us for a day or two. He came to visit, a wonderful person, a very warm person, never went to any. And he said to himself, he doesn't understand. So the briskas, they get their religious feelings from like answers on the Rambam? Like, it doesn't make any sense. I understand that we say Hine Ani Mimah, so when you say Nasan et Toikev, this and that, but like the saying Pshat in two dinim of what Halach is, that's it gives you religious, and the answer is for some people yes, for some people not. It's not. It depends on the person. When we talk about different Mahalchim, people. It's very, it's shallow when you talk about, like, you know, some people can't make it academically, some people can. For that, you need to lower level that. It's much bigger than that. There's a reason why Hasidus is Yiddishkeit for some people. There's a reason why Yeshivishkeit is Yiddishkeit for some people. There's a reason why Hatzolah is Yiddishkeit for some people. Because that's the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is getting together, doing, killing themselves to do something, and so on and so forth. That's the superstructure. That holds the pieces. So when you're looking at the bigger picture of what will keep people in Yiddishkeit, it's not... You have to look at the big picture. The ayin panim are ayin deos, different deos that there are, and really we're going to have just... And this is much harder. I do think that this is a bigger picture, and I think that's why some Hasidic killers are extremely matzliach with their people, and some people fall out. Rav Kook once said that there are two people, had they been born in the opposite circumstances, Klal Yisrael would be two apikarsim short and two gedolim more. He said Bialik was a very poetic person. He was born in the Litvish milieu. He learned in Volozhin. He had no time in it, and he became Bialik. Achad Ha'am, his name is Ginsberg, was a rationalist. He was born a Chassidish Mishpacha, he had no time in it, and he went off. He said, had circumstances reversed, Ashkacha reversed it, they both would have grown big in each one, and they would have held on. I think, and again, this is not something that I can apply readily to each individual kid, but understanding that when one kid needs to be activist in order to do well, and another kid needs to be sitting and learning to do well, and a third kid needs to be singing kumsitzing to do well, it has not to do because he's a failure, he's less, he's more, it's a b'dievet. It's ayin panim. The ayin panim really is personalities. And, it's hard to forge that, you know, it exists a little bit. The chassidus, this, that, and the other thing. In Germany and in Hungary, the Oberlande, Kehillah was the thing that formed Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit was around the Kehillah. That was where people got the sense of religiosity. So when you think about Chanecha Na'al Pi Darkei, I think it's much deeper than just, you know, going to each one with specific needs. I think it's a bigger picture, and creating those structures. Creating a yeshiva that has the chassidish flavor to it, creating a place that has activists. Someone asked me, he's in Lakewood, he deals with Bachrim, they're working, and they're tougher guys, they're kind of not what you would typically call, you know, they grew up in Lakewood, and it's to their misfortune, they were born in the wrong place, the wrong time. And I told him, they have to create a chevreshaft. In other words, they have to have special things they do together. They have to feel proud of who they are. Not okay, but the effort we could be yotzer with doing this and that. We're the people that are there when there's a tragedy. We're the people there when there's an accident. We're the people that we have a special zayin or the get together with l'chaims. We're the people that do this. And that's what Chassidus did. Chassidus accomplished it because it did that. In Eretz Yisrael, all of these Hatzolah and Zak, all these things, it started with people who, again, sort of fell out of the framework, but when they created a certain esprit de corps, a certain pride of their mitzvahs, of their shevet, that's when things move forward. That's a hargosh I had when I was learning the chinuch. I just wanted to share it, and now I can speak about practical things, and Reingold will be here to help with practical stuff. I'm the resident philosopher. He does the work. So.
So okay.